Okay. Maybe the greatest dunk in Timberwolves history last night, gentlemen.
It was
Anthony Edwards, he was leading the national sports shows this morning.
a charge, by the way. He pushed the guy out of his feet, he pushed the guy in the face as he was going
Don't
up.
stand on the tracks when the
It was,
train's coming through. He concussed him. John
it
Collins. No,
was,
no,
he
no.
concussed
Not
the guy.
concussed. A report came out. It was a contusion, not a
Contusion.
concussion.
Okay. It looked like a concussion from the way he's.
Well, it was a charge, but when it's that good and it's the NBA, you got to give him the dunk, right? So
They called, didn't they?
that's the
Well,
way
the one
the.
against Miami, they called him. Didn't they call him for a foul against Miami or something? Like last year, he had one that was pretty close to that, and the
Yes.
ref came in and played hero. It's like, no.
No,
If you
well,
put, if you get posterized like that, I don't care where your feet were, inside the
yeah,
restricted
well,
line, outside, it's a dunk.
but except he didn't, you know, I agree if the guy's going up with him and he collides with him, but when you push the guy in the face to get him out of the way and then dunk, I'm calling a charge. Sorry. You know, you cannot do that, I don't think, but I guess in the NBA you can. So, you know, the push is my problem with him. He pushed him in the face. So I
No,
thought.
I that was a I'm sorry, Pat. That get out of the way, get out of the lane. You're about to be on posters for the next 15 years. You deserve to be shoved for not getting out of the
Yes.
way.
He's been playing great, that's for sure. Although he was horrible defensively for about a half. He didn't guard his guy at all, but that's okay. I mean, they figured they were going to win the game somehow. Although they were down 12 at one point, right? And but they don't have any centers. Nas getting I'm right now I'd be more worried about what happened to him. You know, you're going to go in here and play Jokic tonight with none of your top three centers? That could be a problem, couldn't it? You know.
The Rudy things, I wonder if they rested him just last night knowing that he was going to come play tonight. You can't run Luka Garza for 38 minutes at Jokic.
Well, for one thing, you get six fouls in 8 minutes, so he'll be like the guys trying to guard Eddie in the, you know, here in the Big Ten tournament. Every time you lean on him, they call a foul. So he'll know. But you know, they got the 2 wins they had to get out in Utah, so that's good. And they'll I think that this could be one of those. If Rudy's not ready to go, this could be one of those. We'll let him beat us by 20, and then we'll worry about it later, right? That this could be kind of a giveaway game if you don't have any of your centers.
Maybe. They've had a couple of these though where like remember the I can't remember who was hurt and who wasn't, but there was a Boston game. It was the second end of a back-to-back. It was in Boston like a month and a half ago, 2 months ago. And they were leading by
Yes,
nine with
right.
3 minutes to go with just a ragtag who was it Anthony Edwards and I can't remember who was all out,
They
but
flew in the morning of. That was the day they flew in
that's
because of the
right.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, they were, you know, everybody in the country who bets said take Boston and give all the points they want to give, and they had them beat, and they kicked it away. One of their worst losses of the season. We got to what a the big thing to me, and Judd and I were talking about this yesterday, is you got to stay ahead of the Clippers. I don't want to play the Pelicans in the first round. You got to finish 1, 2, or 3. I don't think it makes any difference if it's 1, 2, or 3, but I don't want to play the Pelicans. So you can't finish fourth.
I agree on that. I think because you have the tiebreaker over the Clippers at this point and you're four games clear of them, it would take a pretty big meltdown. And you've got the Wizards on your schedule. I think don't they have another Pistons game? The Wolves have, get through the Nuggets a couple times and they've got a bunch of winnable games.
I got a question for you, Judd. How come it takes, you know, the hockey season starts 3 weeks before the basketball season, and they're going to get done at the same time now? What the hell's the matter with these guys? Why don't they play their games? The NHL, get the thing over with, for God's sakes. They're going to both finish at the same time almost now.
Hockey works in mysterious ways, Pat.
Yeah,
That's
it
all
does.
I can tell you. It
It's
works in mysterious
ridiculous. It goes
ways.
on forever and ever.
Yep. Well, and then they end in June. So they'll end what? If they go to seven games, they'll end a few days
Yeah, which is
before the
okay if you're
NBA.
like the NBA and you don't start practice till October. These guys start in September 4th or something. They got them scrimmed. The other thing about hockey is, first day of practice, they're scrimmaging.
Yeah, we don't really practice.
There's no skating up and down the ice today for a couple of days without.
No, we're all we're in shape. We're in shape.
They need a better union. They need a union like the NFL got that they can't be making them practice that long and play all those exhibition games and do all that. The hockey season is interminable. It's longer than the soccer season, which takes 5 weeks off in the middle of the summer.
No, nothing is longer than the soccer season.
Actually, yeah, NASCAR season is longer than all of them, I'm pretty
sure. NASCAR season is longer than all of them. Yes, and it's always, yeah, that's always funny when you say, hey, they're starting. What? We just ended. We were starting a new season. I don't know. But, you know, yeah, the dunk is talked about, that's for sure. But it was a charge, in my opinion.
How about his finger, though? That was the amazing. He dislocates his finger like it was like a football. You could see the finger bent back. And he just sort of took it, shoved it down, went and got taped. I mean, he is a football player playing basketball.
How would you like to be that kid's, like, grade school teacher? You think he had a hard time getting his attention? You think he might have been a disruptive in the class, this guy, Anthony Edwards? I got to think he was the biggest pain in the ass that any teacher ever had in her entire life in grade school, and she quit the business and went and did something else.
He'd be a great classmate, though.
She had that, oh, God, yeah, he'd have the whole place laughing and hollering he's a beauty, that's for sure. But he's really been good for the last, since that game that he won all by himself a couple of weeks ago. That was his greatest performance ever. The
Pacers game. Yeah.
Yeah. That last 5-6 minutes of that Indiana game was unbelievable how good he was.
Yeah. Since Cat's injury, he's over 30 points a game on the season. So if the season ended today, here's what his averages would be: 27 points, 5 assists, 5.5 rebounds, a steal and a half, a block, shooting 47%, which is a career high, and then 37% from three, which is also a career high.
What's the Timberwolves all-time high for points in average in a season? Is it 27?
Oh, this might be it, actually.
Yeah, that's good. I don't know. Did KG ever? I don't think KG averaged 27.
I think 24 was his peak. I don't think he ever averaged 25. I'm going to find that for you.
Cat never got to 27, did he? Maybe I don't know.
I think this would be it. So yeah, let's see. Leaders, single season leaders here. Because they've like Leitner never got to
Love that. Love was probably close one time. You know, he got enough shots to get there.
Points per game. It is Anthony Edwards this year.
Really?
Oh, we still haven't mentioned the guy that currently holds this record for the Timberwolves.
Did Jimmy do it?
Nope, he did not get this high. It was 26.1 points per game for this player. Kevin Love.
Kevin Love was. Okay, I did.
2013-14, Kevin Love.
No, Pat said that.
Pat's yeah, a killer.
Oh, okay.
I was going to say Tony Campbell with the Busselman outfit, number 72. Yep. 72. Okay, Tony shoots a jump shot from the corner after Sid or Pooh throws him the ball. Okay, that's number 72. We heard Mussie say that for 2 years. 72. So we don't get the plays called out anymore like we used to with Mussie. He called out a play every time up and down the court. That was something. But, Jokic tonight. Did they play last? No, I wasn't watching them last night.
They got beat at the buzzer two nights ago by Kyrie Irving.
Kyrie thing. So. But Judd and I were talking about this yesterday, Phil. There's more back-to-backs than ever. Why are there so many back-to-backs? I could not figure out why they're in Utah. They played Saturday night. Why do they wait till Monday? Why don't they play Sunday and then they can come home and not have a back-to-back against Denver? It's stupid. If you're in Utah, you don't have to go anywhere. Play Saturday, Sunday. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, and they barely had any. The first part of the season, they didn't have very many back-to-backs. In fact, Doogie had the nugget where the first, like, 2 months of the year, they had a bunch of games where they had the schedule advantage, where another team was coming off a back-to-back, and now it's been flipped since the All-Star break.
Yeah, they've had, I don't know, it just seems to me the league's got more than it's ever had, and I don't get it. I don't, you know, especially when you're kind of doing this, we're going to play a team twice on every, they're picking out about like two teams that you played four games against that you go and play them back to back. Those are, that's happened here too, right? That they've played a couple of teams.
Portland, they've done it.
Back to back. Yeah, back to back. So,
Utah, they've done it. Yeah.
So why don't they just play those? Those should be your back to backs, right? Give them a, why do they have a day off? And then you come home and play it back to back. It's stupid.
Well, this road trip's been weird because they've had, the last four games have been in two cities across like 8 days or something. Cause it was Lakers and Clippers with a day between, and then 4 days off. So you stayed in LA for most of the week, and then you go to Utah for like 3 days, and then you come back. So you come back and play a back to back against the best team in the Western Conference.
Yeah, it's, you know, I got a hunch Finchie will mail this one in if he doesn't have. I'm worried about Nas, though. What do we think? What did it appear to be?
Got hit upside the head by a forearm from, I think, Collins.
Not a concussion.
Well, have they said? So Collins was the one that got posterized by Ant, and that was a contusion, I believe, is how Shams characterized it. I could be wrong. But Nas, did we see a characterization on the Nas injury, or was it was a head injury?
Okay, yes.
That's last I heard.
They said it was a head injury, but I don't know if they said it was a concussion or not.
Well, it's it doesn't look good for full health. Go get him, Luca. You can take that big mutt.
Just
he only outweighs you by 60 pounds.
Judd, I don't think it's the offense we're worried about with Luca.
Just shoot the threes, Luca. No, you're going to have to offset it.
Yeah. See if...
14 threes.
You think if you go over to the corner to shoot a three that Jokic is going to chase you out there all in all? He's going to go ahead and shoot it.
Yeah, exactly. You take the shot.
I'm hanging here waiting for the next one. You get him and Doncic on the floor together. It's a good indication that guys 20 pounds overweight can play in the NBA. Luka, you know, I was talking to Judd yesterday again. Luca got himself in great shape last year. He's fat Luca again, but he's getting a triple double every night. So
it's amazing. He can't jump over a phone book and he puts up 34 points.
No. I love that guy.
And he has the ball 80% of the time when they're on up. He's got the ball off. They throw it to him and he brings it up court. You know, it's unbelievable. And he's gonna shoot. So once in a while he'll pass, but it's it's amazing. But like a lot of us fat guys, he lost some weight and then said, to hell with it, you know.
Too much work.
Yes, that's true.
Hey, speaking of health, what the hell? We recorded Unchained at noon to one. Declan comes in after we're done.
Yeah.
Duran's on the IL, three guys down, Buxton sore back. This is not not really a good day for our twins.
I get everybody saying, this D. Sclafini or whatever it is. Oh, again, the Twins got an injured pitcher. They had to take him to get rid of Jorge, just like the Giants made this guy. Nobody ever expected this guy to pitch. He comes with a flexor strain, and he pitched 12 innings last year. He was never going to be your fifth starter, but we keep writing that crap. We even had it in the paper again today. Hey, he was counted on as a fifth starter. No, he wasn't. They took him because they had to. They wanted to get rid of Jorge, and they had to. And they ended up only eating $4 million of his contract. So this guy's, it was a fraudulent storyline from the get-go that he was your fifth starter. Louis Barlin always was going to be your fifth starter if he could. Right now, he might be your first starter. Pablo's getting hammered, and, he's working on stuff. And I'm not too worried about Pablo, but Paddock's going to pitch 110 innings if they're lucky. And Joe Ryan is, so-so. And it's okay to panic about this starting rotation, but now Duran, what we forget is in 2021, he pitched 16 innings. He was hurt all year in St. Paul. This is not new. And now he was going to be a starter in St. Paul. He made five appearances, four starts. They made put him in the bullpen, but he stayed healthy for 2 years, but is anybody surprised that there's something wrong with him? Is anybody, when you're throwing 103, is there anybody surprised by that? I don't think so.
Yeah. And the, but I guess the good news is they might have enough arms. There's enough arms in that bullpen. And at some point you could call on Simeon Woods. Richardson has been throwing the ball well during. They've got enough arms. They can run out there for the first month.
Yeah, they can. But you just worry about, you know, once he's popped something, if that, you know, what keeps happening is and, you know, Jax can finish. And I think some of these other, you know, Brock Stewart, they bring him up. But you got to remember, he decided to throw harder than he ever had in his life, and he spent 2 months on the DL, basically, right? Wasn't he gone for 2 months?
Yep.
So, you know, there's not, you know, there's no evidence that he could stay healthy for a whole season trying to throw 98 miles an hour like he did last year. So, but I still think the bullpen's in better shape than the rotation. The rotation is... what's your confidence level in Joe Ryan? Mine's medium.
Yeah. Mine's medium well, because if you take away the 7 games where he hid an injury and he gave up, he gave up 5 home runs in one of those games. I mean, he gave up like 15 home runs or something in 6 starts. If you take that out and you look at his numbers, the rest of it, I'm high on Joe Ryan. Probably higher than you are.
I got to see how the hitters react to his fastball, because when he was getting people out, he was able to pitch high, and they were always, and because of his delivery, they were always late. You know, he could get that pitch by him, even though it was 93, 94. But I got to see how the hitters react to him this, you know, because they started reacting to him a lot different as the year went on. But as you say, then we found out, or at least we heard the claim that he'd been hurt some, and he might have been. He's the kind of guy that might hide an injury. He's, you know, so, you know, I'm not totally down on him, but I don't see him as, you know, some guy that every time he goes out, you know, the 4 out of 5 times he goes out there, you're going to say you're going to get a good game out of him. So.
What about Bailey Ober?
I kind of like him. I mean, he's going to, once in a while, it's not going to work, and he's going to go 3 1/3, but he's going to give you 6 most of the time, 5 or 6. And he's never going to make an excuse. I know that. He's, you know, and nobody's ever going to charge the mound on him either. We know that. So
he's got the reach
inside. He can pitch inside. Nobody's going to come out there and visit him. That's for sure.
He's got the high ground and the reach advantage. So beware.
He's an interesting personality. He's just, you know, give me the ball, I'm going to throw it, and that's fine. You know, and he does, as you say, he's got the reach, that 93-mile-an-hour fastball. Who was it that was being quoted the other day as saying, you got no chance against that guy? It was a pretty good veteran hitter.
That was a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, man. But it says, this guy, how's anybody get a hit off this guy? He was throwing.
You know what, though, Pat, that where I'm a little wary is I remember about 12 years ago, David Ortiz was standing on first base talking to Justin Morneau saying, what's gotten into Blackie this spring? Boy, Blackburn looks unhittable early in March here, and we all know how that turned out.
Well, yeah, Blackie had, but how many good seasons? I'd take Blackie right now, though. I'd take Blackie at the end. I'd take him as my 5th starter, probably behind, you know, I'd like to have Blackie, but I wouldn't give him a multi-year contract before I had to, like they did the Twins of, I mean, they've made worse mistakes on multi-year contracts.
How about the Dauber? Speaking of, how about we put, let's run the Dauber out there.
One guy we forget about is the Dauber. We still got the Dauber. He's going to be in St. Paul.
Is this the final year of that contract?
Let's look.
Are we finally at the end of that?
Somebody told me one more. I think it's a 4 year.
Good for Dobnik.
It was a 5-year, $9 million deal. So he's making 3.
Good for him.
Well, wait a second. Now he's making $2.2 million this year.
Yeah, but does he get paid again next year? I think he
And then it's again. It actually runs through 2020. 26 might be an option, but he does get paid $3 million in 2025 for sure.
Wow.
He won the lottery. He literally won the lottery. Like, this is like he went to the
what?
You know, the gas station and won the lottery.
Oh, it's actually the contract actually runs through 2028 if they want it to.
Okay.
The club options kick in starting in 2026.
Keep it going.
It's 3 different club options through 2028. He just said yes.
Yeah, what are we talking about?
Whatever you're offering, I accept.
We talk about Mike McCartney as a great agent, and we talk about Scott Boras as a great agent. We don't, as the people like to say, we don't talk enough about Randy Dobnak's agent.
Oh my God.
It's called Gaeta Sports Management, GSM, wow. GSM.
It's called
Professional
Rob You
Baseball
Blind
Agents
Sports Management. We will rob you.
Who could watch a guy with a little sinker? The only thing he does is just kind of wind it up and throw it over the plate and hopes he hit a hard ground ball to the shortstop some way. Who thought that they could sign him? I mean, it's you know. Next time I'm talking to Falvey and he's talking about Duran being hurt and everything, I say, I got one more question. Explain to me again why you gave the Dobber a 5-year deal. Would you please, you know, would you please explain that?
I found it. So, okay. Oh, wow. So Matthew, I think it's pronounced Matthew Gaeta, is the founder and CEO of this agency. At the age of 21, he became one of the youngest individuals to ever pass the MLBPA agent certification exam. He's just got some college kid negotiating.
Dobber is only Dobber is only client. Yeah.
Oh my God. Okay. In the bio, this is amazing. Okay. At the age of 21, he became one of the youngest individuals to ever pass the agent certification exam. Named to the Sports Business Journal's New Voices Under 30 Years Old list,
nice.
as well as another 20 in their 20s. Matthew most notably secured a 5-year guaranteed $9.25 million contract for his client, Randy Dobnak of the Minnesota Twins.
Yes. Wow. Yes. Well, he should be voted one of the best under 30 if he can do that. I'll tell you that. That's amazing. Remember, and then he, you know, he celebrated. He got married that winter in a barn. Remember, yep. He went there maybe during the season. He left, didn't he? Didn't they give him like the weekend off so he could go get married because he thought he was going to be in the minor leagues in September? Or
yes,
something.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, he thought he was going to be in the minors, so they gave him the weekend off. Yeah, go get married and show her your $9 million contract while you're there. God almighty.
Amazing. So, yes, well, hey, Pat, we got to run to a scoop session here for our guy Doogie, but we'll do it again a couple more times this week.
Tell Doogie it's not too early to panic on Duran, okay?
Okay, we'll let him know. Bye. There he is, Royce Unchained, presented by Josh Arnold, investment consultant, Mr. Money Talk.